Coach sent in this question, which is, how can I facilitate my recovery and return to who I was before my traumatic brain injury? Here's some background. In February, I fell while participating in an endurance event. I was unconscious for some time and had sporadic returns to consciousness, the first time in the ambulance. My injuries were multiple broken facial bones, a concussion, and a subdermal hematoma. My thinking is clearing up very slowly, but I still have problems with staying awake and controlling my emotions. I react way out of proportion to any given situation. I've returned to work as a high school coach of cross country. As a woman, is there a new me? And do I need to train myself somehow like a new puppy? I am not organizing my life like it was before. What would you guys say to Coach?
First off, what a fall. Like when you started listing everything that was injured, it was heartbreaking, this physical rap sheet. And you know what's so odd? So here's all the stuff that's on your face and your head and bruising. And we don't realize that our brain is housed in this hard shell. Kind of the brain is more like tofu or butter. It's very soft. You could scoop it out with a spoon, right? Kind of a weird thought, but it's very, very soft. And inside the brain, there's actually these ledges, these sharp ledges that are there to hold it in place. When you have a fall, when you have a car accident, when you're injured, like Coach has been injured, what happens is you get what's called a contrecoupe injury. Now, contrecoupe is when, I'm just going to use a car accident for a second, when you're in an injury and your brain does this, it goes, it kind of moves forward and then moves back. And whatever tofu butter substance was there, it experiences some hurt, some harm. It's like, ow. And so however you fell, if it was like, you know, up or down or around. All right. So now that there's some biology there, that brain needs some time to heal and repair. And, you know, our bruises go away much faster than those contrecoupe, those injuries that are traumatic brain injuries, your TBI, as you're calling it. And so I want to say, first off, be patient with yourself. I don't believe that you are going to have to settle with this new you, like a permanent new you. I imagine if you're a coach, which you are, you love quick results, right? You're used to your own body working well. You're used to taking other people that are clumsily trying to dribble a basketball or clumsily trying to get on a bike or, you know, be on a football field. And you are trying to help them own their body. You're trying to help them own that. I would suggest, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, Jim, but there is a treatment out there that is called Cerecet, C-E-R-E-S-E-T, and they're all over the nation, I believe. But I have a friend of mine who actually fell out of, well, no, he didn't fall. He was shoved out of a four-story building to the ground. Yeah. And he ended up having traumatic brain injury. He laid on a couch for months. And he, when I talk about brain trauma, I use Rick as my, he's given me permission to tell a story because he's done everything. Been to therapy. He's done myofascial release. He's done eye movement desensitization, reprocessing, blah, blah, blah. But it was Cerecet that actually helped his brain move from the position it was in, which was in a traumatic hold where it wasn't functioning well. And he was able to get relief and actually huge changes from that treatment protocol. So I've referred people that have had motorcycle injuries to go to Cerecet and lots of other people. So I just coach that would be something that, you know, some people don't know about that I would encourage you to think about looking for someone in your area and possibly moving and doing some treatments with them. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say, Coach, I'm so sorry. And I think what Sherry said was beautiful and right and wonderful. And, you know, there is hope at the end, and there's a tunnel, and it takes a long time. And so you can't rush it. And as much as you want to rush it, you can't. And you're going to get 3 steps forward and 2 steps back. And sometimes you're going to get 3 steps forward and 5 steps back just because it's a tough situation. That's why, you know, I love the scripture that says where there's no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And I find that people who do well when they have any kind of trauma like yours is they build a circle of support around them. So you need counsel support, sure, but you need medical support. You need your coach. You get this. You need physical support, because that actually is really beneficial to people who have had traumatic brain injuries, as you probably already know. And, you know, again, you may not be the same old coach, but I have a friend who had a tough situation in her life. She had a traumatic brain injury, and she used to say to me about her relationship with her husband, because there were some things that were different. She goes, "Well, I've had to learn to like the new me." And I kind of do. She goes, "Sometimes my husband doesn't." And I just love that. And I know her husband real well. He's actually a worship pastor in a church. And she goes, "But the new me is a good me. It's not the me that was before." And again, I'm not sure that's you. Maybe you can come right back. And, you know, a lot of times you see amazing things happen over the process. Healing is not instantaneous at all times. Healing is a process. And so, again, why I said counsel and circle of support is because who's that group that's going to help walk you through that? That, you know, that is a counselor. That, like I said, that's a physician. That's different medical people. It's probably some good friends, and it's fellowship. And you know what? Make sure that you include God in your circle of support, because truly I have seen miraculous things happen when people, you know, jump, you know, play into the spiritual side of their life, because we never know what happens in our brain. I mean, you know, there's still so much new and fresh and crazy and wild, and, you know, it's the Wild West still with a lot of things with brain.
Another thing she said was, I react way out of proportion to any given situation. Yeah. So yeah. I'm glad that she's aware of that. Like, yeah, she knows
awareness.
That. So, is there anything she can do to maybe, you know, before she reacts, she kind of holds it in, steps back? I don't know. What would you guys say?
Breathe. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that reactivity, I would say, is even a result of your TBI. Because not only are you struggling with some of the movements or things that you're used to, but your internal brain, your anxiety centers of the brain, they get fired up, like kindling a fire. Like, you know, I used to be in Girl Scouts, and we would put, you know, pine cones and all kinds of things inside of a fire in order to kindle it, to make it start burning. Well, your anxiety just went up a few notches, and not even a few. I would say it went up significantly. So that is why you are reacting in more of a hypervigilant way. So noticing that, taking the time to do some deep belly breaths, going outside away from your students, get out of the class for a few minutes, right? I mean, it's great you are doing physical education. Go outside, look around, take some breaths, get into your body, calm your body down by listening to it. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how that hypervigilance can be softened when we begin to care for our baby, our body, like we would a brand new baby that's mm-hmm. crying and screaming. Just look at your body that way. When you feel agitated, go, okay, I need to go take care of my baby. I need to go comfort that baby, calm it down. Mm-hmm.